Well, as we conclude the Easter weekend, we're sort of eager to catch up on the latest traffic reports and ensure that our listeners are also very well informed about road conditions. And joining us today is Tian Salsa, the administrator for the NPC, which is Western Cape Safety and Traffic Report, an organization dedicated to providing accurate and up-to-date traffic information. It is always important for you to be alert and be aware of what's happening on the road, wherever you are traveling. So with the hustle and bustle of the sort of holiday weekend with us, Tian will shed some light on the traffic patterns observed over the past weekend and tell us exactly how and where and why this particular Telegram, I think they're on Zello, they're also on Facebook, as well as on Twitter, which is Western Cape Safety and Traffic Reports, where you can find that information and how you can actually join them and keep yourself up to date with both Cape Talk's traffic reports as well as the traffic reports that come in from this particular platform. Tian, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, good morning, Zain, and morning to the listeners.
Where did the need come from for these various platforms that you guys have, and how did it come about that these platforms were established and eventually you've registered yourself as an NPC?
Well, it all started where we saw the need for road users to be informed on all the road conditions and to plan their routes on a daily basis to get to their destination. So Western Cape Live is recently registered as an NPC, but we have been running since August 2021 with a group of loyal volunteers that are out on the road every day. Mm. And with the NPC being registered, it takes us further in opening up to join hands with multiple organizations and ourselves to be there for the people in need on the roads and also as well as off the roads.
Mm. I've followed and stretched out with your traffic reports, and you cover quite a wide area because you would cover the entire Western Cape all the way through towards Beaufort West. You also have quite a bit of extensive coverage heading up the N1 through to Worcester, and then of course also heading up the N7 and the R27 through towards Langebaan. How wide is the area that you cover?
We try and cover the whole Western Cape. There is areas within the Western Cape that is still fairly not up to date as of yet, but we are working on that. But we have loyal volunteers that's on the roads every day assisting and relating traffic incidents to us, where we will then verify these incidents as we are strict on verified information, as we are not on the third-party business. So yeah, from these loyal volunteers and essential services that's on the road, we get our information from, which is verified to the bare minimum, and then we send it out to the road users to plan their route.
Mm. I think that's the key thing with a number of social media posts, and we're chatting this morning to Tian Salsa, who is, of course, part of the NPC and Western Cape Live Traffic and Safety Reports. I think the key thing over here, Tian, is accuracy of information and the immediacy of information. How quick can we get information out there and how accurate is that information? So you have a number of admins on your site, and when anything comes in from one of your 13,543 members, which is quite astounding to know that you've got more than just 13,500 members, how do you verify that and how does that information guard? Because I've seen, you know, how cautious are you with photographs and information and stuff like that?
Yeah, we also have to be very aware of the Poppy Act in regards to the photos that is being sent out. So we keep everything to a bare minimum, blur out faces, blur out, try not to put patients within the photos that is being posted. But with our 11, 12 admins that is running the platform, everyone has got a sole way that they are working and their expertise within this. So as a team, we get the best accurate information from, and if we can't obtain it, we obtain it from verified resources that is either the government or verified organizations.
In your experience, because I think, you know, you collate a number of statistics and sometimes it is difficult to get from traffic departments, you know, the amount of statistics that they are, because very often on your site, I will find probably 7 accidents for the morning, but from the traffic department and their emails list, obviously, I'll probably get about 2 of it. So do you collate this information? Do you put this information into some form where you can see certain patterns happening from accidents and incidents?
Yes, we do our own record from the reports that we solemnly received. So for the month of March, we had a total of 969 incidents, where the motor vehicle accidents was 768 total. The motorbikes accident was 76 in total, and then the pedestrian accidents was 107 in total, where from the 969 was 34 fatal. We've got 13 fatal motor vehicle accidents recorded, and 3 fatal motorbike accidents recorded, and then 18 fatal pedestrian incidents recorded for the month of March.
And that information is very, very important, because it gives you an indication as to exactly what the patterns are. What has the Easter weekend been like, Tian?
The Easter weekend has been a total incidents recorded with Western Cape live traffic has been 118 reports over Friday, Saturday, Sunday, up until this morning at 6 o'clock. The total incidents is 118, where 76 motor vehicle accidents was recorded. Motorbike accidents was recorded at 7, and the pedestrian vehicle accidents was recorded with 17, with a fatal tally of 8 in total.
So it's been a good Easter weekend, as a matter of fact. And where have the bottlenecks been, and where do you expect the bottlenecks to be this afternoon or during the course of the day? You know, a number of people first have lunch in Hermanus or Langebaan, wherever they are, Mossel Bay, and then start journeying home. So where do you expect the bottlenecks this afternoon?
The biggest bottleneck will be at the N2 Solaris Rabo area, Somerset West, as members are heading back into town. And then also on the N7 R27 region, Blouberg interchange, where that will be a heavy traffic delay on that side.
Chatting this morning to Tian Salsa, just getting an idea of exactly how traffic patterns are and what traffic patterns are in and around the Western Cape. And now we actually, where you get information, Western Cape Live Traffic and Safety Alerts is the platform that a number of people use, and one of the biggest platforms with 13,543 members. Tian, you don't only have, I think you started out with first on WhatsApp, and that became a limited capacity, and then you moved over to Telegram, am I correct?
That's correct, yes. As WhatsApp groups have a limited number of members that can be added to a single group. So in the earlier stages, we had 4, 5, 6, 7 groups at the end of the day, where the 11 admins had to run between those groups and to post everything. Now, then we moved over to Telegram, where it's a super group, where it's unlimited amount of members that can join that group, where we only have to publish the report once. And it is all 13,500 members will get that report.
Chatting this morning to Tian Salsa, who is the admin for the Western Cape Live Safety and Traffic Reports, WC, Live Safety and Traffic Reports. If people want to join the site, can you tell us exactly how they'll be able to join this particular group? Because I think, you know, as a motorist, before I leave work, before I leave home, I always check the group, and I always say to myself, I'm going to Bellville, I'm going to Brackenfell, oops. There was a truck stuck on Plattekloof Hills in last week, and the traffic was backed up all the way from N1 City. So I took the off-ramp, went onto the Panorama Bridge, and went back off on the other side again. And I missed that traffic because I had information. Where do people join your group, Tian?
Yes, so people can, it's simple to WhatsApp the word join to 083-737-1997. Or alternatively 082-648-2605. And then myself or my partner Monty will then send out all the links to the link to Telegram, the link to our WhatsApp channel, the Facebook link, as well as X, or better known as Twitter, and the Zello link will be shared with them, and they can join all the links that they prefer to be joining. Mm.
Talk to us about the actual Zello link, because I know a number of people actually don't know. When I heard about this, first of all, I said, Zello? What is Zello? Kind of like Mixit, or what is it?
So Zello is like a push-to-talk radio. It's an app you download on your Android or iOS device. You register your name on it, and then it's free of charge. There's no charges involved in this. Then they can call up, they can join the channel, and they can call up where the number of our admins will be on that channel. And then if they need assistance on the roadway, because we all know that incidents happen, we get confused, we don't know which way to go, and there's so much happening. Western Cape Live would like to be there to assist them. But with that, we also keep ourselves reminded that we are not a emergency service center. So we would like to encourage the road users to contact the City of Cape Town emergency number instead, before trying us to phone it on their behalf, as they would require multiple areas of what the incident is like to be recorded.
Yeah, so it is essential, obviously, to be on the platform and to participate in the platform and to gather information on your journey. And you can easily check, you know, I'm going up the R27. This is where things are backed up. But when you're in an emergency, 0214807700 is the Epic Center for the City of Cape Town. And I must admit, Tian, that the Epic Center for the City of Cape Town is incredibly efficient, whether it's a fire, whether it's a burst water main, whether it is a sewage drain overflowing. I've had a lot of success with that particular number. Tian, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, and I hope you'll have a lot more members now that we've had the discussion, and where people know where to find information and where to get information, accurate and credible information, when it comes to accidents as well as incidents. Have yourself a fantastic Monday, and I hope it's going to be a quiet day in traffic for you, Tian.
Thank you very much, Zane. Thank you to everyone.
And that's Tian Zalsa chatting to us this morning about the Western Cape WC Live Traffic and Safety Alert.